Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Got to mix it up in today's world.
The time.
Wake up with Defo. Joined by Luby. Welcome to the Defo Show.
Beautiful Friday morning here at the Breezeway Bar Gulfstream Park. Absolutely the place to be. I'm Jeff DeForest along with Mike Luby Lubitz, a.k.a. Luby Brown, and disoriented, discombobulated Jersey Kyle Martinez out here on his fine deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. You do have an excuse, and it is somewhat of a valid one. I guess it's kind of like, and this rarely happens, right? You're on a remote, and every now and then you'll pick up a heckler. Some guy that maybe you stiffed for a prize on the trivia challenge or
you
so.
You guys are terrible. Shut up.
You suck, Defoe. Why don't you retire? Like, you've seen it once in a while, Luby, have you not? Have we run into this problem? I guess a lot of our road gigs, they don't involve people from out of town. But we have had people stop by and go, you're still on the air?
That happens a lot, yes.
And this was like physically having a heckler here who didn't say anything while we were off the air, and it completely ruined Jersey Kyle's psyche.
It threw me off
for the
balance.
First hour. Was that not the worst first hour stiff job that you've ever had from Jersey Kyle? Even when he didn't show up, he had more of a contribution than he did. I had to wake him out of a stupor here in his first hour. But you're ready to go now. You're over the Leapers appearance.
Yeah, no.
Came out here with a couple of Deal Volkswagen shirts for us.
Yeah, but I don't think those are the real shirts, because there was talk about some really nice Deal Volkswagen shirts that were going to be coming in.
You think he borrowed us not even a reasonable facsimile?
Well, you were with me when we met some of the guys in the parking lot over there with that little thing we had. You know, we had to get together, me, you, the guys
yes.
from Deal.
Oh, it was some capital exchange there, and it was very nice.
There was
of the
a few envelopes passed around. Yeah. So this morning,
Drive for 25 was a hell of a campaign, I would have to say, as advertising campaigns go. What was wrong with that? Everybody, the whole town was rocking along with us. You're not even seeing this much enthusiasm for the Heat.
They're not quitters down there. You know, they stick with it. They have conviction. They went with their pick 3 years in a row. I mean, it got close to first year, a little shaky to second year. But this year, boom, they came right
second
in.
Second year, we were out of it, man. That was a first-round KO.
We were wobbling. Yeah, it wasn't
oh,
good.
Oh, my God. Walked right into a punch like Aaron Pryor was running across the ring to face Arguello at the Orange Bowl.
So this guy comes walking in this morning, the one to Lawrence Q. Leaper, and immediately the shakedown, he goes.
Well, why did he have so much impact on you, though? I mean, you know how to shake off the Leaper. You've done it. You've dodged this guy for years and years.
Well, it's the whole COVID thing, I think. You know, he looked like he was a little.
He looked sick, yes. He did. Like, if that's what happens when you get COVID-19, I want no part of it. I definitely feel a great deal of empathy and sympathy for the people that get it.
He was hunched over. He had those two dirty T-shirts. He looked like he had just washed his car with these shirts.
Yes.
And I know that's not Deal. Deal would never give us those types
of... Well, and the fact that the Deal logo is in black magic marker, I think...
that he just
it's not
wrote
necessarily
it.
In line with the usual process that Deal does when they put together these fine items.
I mean, I went through a half a can of Lysol spraying those shirts down just to get funk he
and
had.
And then you de-lice the Leaper.
I sprayed him as he was getting out of the building.
You took that disinfectant can off the guy that was doing the breezeway here at Gulfstream.
And then he said,
"All right, so you're okay now?
No,
I mean, is that the bottom line? Have you shaken this off?
I'm good.
You have to learn, to deal with adversity and cope with adversity. You're pretty good at it, Jersey, I would have to say.
Well, you've seen a fighter take it hard in the first few rounds, and he looks like he's not going to make
it. You have to hang in there when it's not going your way. That's
and
what
in the later
all
rounds,
about.
He's still on his feet.
No doubt about it. Where are you going, Louie? We just got started here.
He's got something going in the background.
He's got something cooking here. I don't know. Luby's rushing us out of here to these breaks. We haven't gotten started here. I had a couple of theories here. Because it is Yom Kippur, and it's the highest of holidays. Now, you're surprised that people get charged tickets, are costly for Yom Kippur. What are they up to now, Luby? The last time I went, and I got in a big jackpot on the air with this, and there were several organizations, including the local B'nai B'rith, that were upset with my comments, but it happened to be true. And you have to, if you're going to make peace with God on Judgment Day, you would have to think, and I'm not really a religious guy, I'm not sure that I buy into all of it, but nonetheless, if there is a God and you're going to make peace with him on Judgment Day,
yes,
I would think honesty and clarity would be the keys.
Okay.
You have to be very forthright about who you are. So I happened to mention that I had copped 2 Yom Kippur tickets for a temple in Lauderdale by the Sea where I was living at the time.
Yes.
It's just to the west of it. And I bought them for 50, and I was scalping them outside the temple that day for 75.
I think that's a fair markup. I mean,
right? It was like I was at a Yankee game, and they were playing the Red Sox at the stadium, and I was like, got two. Remember when we couldn't unload those 2 tickets at a Dolphin game?
We ended
that
up.
Time, I mean, just beautiful seats, too, on the 45-yard line. That was disturbing.
Very disturbing. A
yes.
Jet-Dolphin matchup, usually you can't get those tickets.
But these Yom Kippur tickets were snatched up quickly.
75.
They were originally 50 face.
So you made a quarter on each ticket. That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's not a crazy
and
markup.
I went to the track, and that's the way I atoned for all of my sins.
So if you buy those tickets, like, secondhand, do you still get the same blessing? Like, is it all good?
Is there a secondary market for Yom Kippur tickets, Luby? You would know better than I would, because you've been to Shul more recently.
I have no clue. I've never heard of...
Have you tried to scalp your Yom Kippur tickets?
I've never seen
a scalp. Dad, I'll be right back, and then you never get back into the temple area because you sold your ticket for 75?
Have you ever seen them on StubHub?
No, I haven't. I feel like that would be more possible than actually a scalper outside of Shul. Like, I've never seen... Hey, we got two up front. All right, we got one in the back.
No,
I've never seen that ever.
That didn't happen in your hometown, Libby? I mean, in Belmore, that was a regular practice. And in Brooklyn,
no,
of course.
Never.
That's where I picked it up.
Never.
Were guys actually, like, buying up stacks of them and then selling them at a markup?
You know what's great? I mean, even a few blocks away, because there was security around the shul there.
We got an Aaliyah. If you want an Aaliyah, we got one, too. We got an Aaliyah. Come on, get one. No, I've never seen
any of that. Little cardboard sign. Need tickets.
I need two. What is this, a jet game?
Yeah, see, exactly. I'm more concerned about Judgment Day in front of the gods of gambling at the end of this trip. And I'm not sure it's going to be a pretty day.
Obviously. You
how is that going to go favorably? Am I going to be put away in a place into perpetuity with no simulcasting? Is that possible? Did I do enough evil in my lifetime? I try to be fair with people. Of course, everybody slips up now and then. But my basic nature, I think you would acknowledge, is to be a decent guy.
You've hung around with some savory
losers,
characters,
man. Losers.
Through the years.
It's Jacinto Vasquez all over again. You hang around with losers, you'll be a loser too.
I mean, I've seen some of the guys you hang around with, and some of them are questionable, character, but I don't know about all this. Like, where do you donate? I mean, you've donated enough money to the Church of the Running Horse that you should get.
It's Our Lady of Paramutual.
Yeah, you should be able to get something, you should be able to get something.
I'm not sure money is the answer in this case. I think it's more about character and, what is the essence of your soul? Is that not the thing that we're trying to deal with on Yom Kippur, Luby?
Well, you've got to give of yourself. You got to give of yourself. And I think you've given through the years to the degenerate that tunes in every day.
I've certainly contributed to this sport.
Yes.
Out here at Gulfstream Park.
You have.
I think that's why we're here.
So I do
They allow me to visit my money here at the track. It's great.
I believe when the final chapter is over for you that you will go to that casino in the sky and you will.
Full card simulcasting?
Full card simulcasting and a free racing form and a coffee and a donut every morning you show up at the sports book.
Didn't you used to think that the Dania simulcasting cellar was purgatory? No, seriously, this was my religious epiphany many, many years ago. And I think the Leaper was a part of the scene there, because you would see like a character like the Leaper who, as we said, I think that's an apt description for anybody that, I guess you could Google this. Look up the cover of the album Aqualung by Jethro Tull. That is Larry the Leaper.
That's what he looked like.
Did he not
pose
for that picture? It was like Scavullo came in there and snapped a picture of him.
But that
and
was
said, here, draw this.
That was one of the worst places for Sabaka, a.k.a. the dungeon it used to be known as.
Yeah.
To those people.
It wasn't uncommon to have somebody shake you down just like the Leaper trying to shake us down for those Deal Volkswagen shirts and some of the Deal Volkswagen cash.
I heard you got envelopes.
From the drive for 25.
Yeah, yeah. He wanted a piece of that.
Yeah, it was my bar mitzvah money. That's what I
Actually, you know, one of the greatest gambling stories is the Leaper was taken out of the dungeon one night on a stretcher. He had some type of heart attack. Or something was going on
yeah.
with him. And,
he was faking a heart attack.
No, he wasn't faking it. He went down
oh, yeah,
for the count.
Mills Lane coming in.
EMTs came in. They were taking the Leaper out. And as they're wheeling him out, he's fiddling around in his pocket. He still had some ticket there that he needed to cash and got up from the stretcher and ran back to the window. So
I remember two things about the Dania Highline simulcast cellar.
Yes.
Because it was a pleasure to go there in the beginning because it was one of the few that you could have access to for nighttime racing, and you'd be betting Australia and all of this other stuff.
The Meadowlands,
that was
sure.
going on there.
All those nighttime
I remember it was so weird that when you would come in, it was like $2 to get in or something, and they would give you that giant gold coin.
Yes.
To put into a turnstile like you were going into a subway somewhere in New York. That was a weird thing, right?
That was great, yeah.
But there was something about it, and I was wondering where they got all those gold coins from, because they were worthless. It wasn't like it was an actual coin. It was a token of some sort. But that was really old-fashioned. And then the other thing was my religious epiphany, because I'm looking around the room one day, and there was like a Leaper type and some of his buddies, and you're thinking, wow, I'm among the dregs of the universe here. And I thought, well, geez, this must be purgatory, and if this is purgatory, then hell is the same room with the same people and no simulcasting.
Ooh.
Can you imagine?
No.
Just sitting there like a lump
looking at
for thousands
other.
Of years looking at these cretins.
Telling old gambling stories that what could have been.
How much is it to go to shul, Luby? I think I'm going to go this year. I think it's time.
We're doing it virtually. We're not doing it this
You're
year.
You're saying 150? 150
usually really
what?
Expensive.
Balcony?
Well,
standing room? What does that get you, the buck and a half?
Usually a
does
seat, I think. In? I think 150 gets you that. Because it's for all of Rosh Hashanah and all of Yom Kippur.
Do you have tickets? Are you a
no.
member of a Jewish center?
We usually no? do. This year, they wanted you to pay for virtual. And we're like, well, how do we pay for virtual? So we're
pay for virtual.
This year we're
now
not.
That's really that's stretching it. That's
it was a lot, yes.
type of stuff.
We didn't.
Oh my God!
They're streaming it right.
I will be fasting.
This living room.
So there's that.
That would be very weird. I would think. All right, we'll come back with more. I do have a sporting theme here, a couple of them, and we are going to get into the Canes and FSU a little bit more with two distinguished guests. We always love talking football with Gino Toretta and Charlie Ward, going to join us again. He was on with us about a week ago. And he's going to dissect this series for us and give us a little insight into what it was all about. Very humble guy, Charlie Ward.
Yes.
Charlie Ward. He, you know, considering he played in the NBA for years, it wasn't bad for the Knicks.
No, not bad.
That was pretty cool, too, Luby, that he still felt a space in his heart. He had a space in his heart left.
The Super Nick. He was doing the wee. Like, he was weeing the Knicks, which was like, wow, okay, good for him.
Well, they were decent back then.
They were great back then. What do you mean? They were in the finals. They were contending for finals. Like, he was there when they were really good. Still well ran.
You would figure he'd have a voodoo doll of James Dolan if he was inclined to go in that direction. But I believe he is also a very religious and spiritual guy. Charlie Ward going to join us later on about 8:20 this morning. The professor on college football, Mark Lawrence. What kind of theory was this? This cockamamie theory he came up with, Luby. Do you remember what the elements of it were? It was the revenge double reverse.
Teams that were
something.
Road favorites, the next week they were at home in dogs. It's what I think it was.
Yes.
We'll have to ask him again, but that's what I think it was.
Always picking underdogs here on the show, and he was 2 for 2 last week. It was great. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
My winning money line play is available right now online. All you have to do is send $59.95 and a couple of Yom Kippur tickets. It's 7:20. So happy to have him back on the show. The great Tom Rinaldi joins us, ESPN, ABC, and virtually everywhere else.
Is there any way, and I'm just put you on the spot right here.
Yeah.
Can we get a little piano or violin music bed right now?
We wanted to do this, because we actually had a proposition for you. We had a crowning achievement on the show where a kid skipped school to come to the racetrack to pick up a couple of tickets that he won for a Dolphin game. We thought that was a big moment, so if you have anything on that, we'd love it.
A boy faces a difficult decision to further his own education or have the chance to profit through gambling. That trail, filled with missteps, can often lead to peril. But for this young man, it led to the glory we call profit.
We now return to the Defoe Show.
One of our theories went out the window yesterday, last night, as the Dolphins won 31-13 over the Jaguars. We thought they were in double tank mode and were just going to milk Fitzpatrick until he completely fell apart, like a Monty Python character. All of a sudden, his arm falls off, then it's a lick. But he looked great last night. I mean, this is a guy that's entertaining to watch. If you're going to lose, be entertaining. They did win last night, though. So now 1-2, and we're thinking postseason. With the Miami Dolphins, we're trying to get to the postseason with Los Marlins. Big game tonight against the Yankees. Angel Medina is the biggest Yankee fan. We're out here at Gulfstream Park. Remember Angel Medina always had the Yankee cap on?
Yep.
The trainer.
I do.
And he would lose 38 races in a row and then put one over at $106. And you always had to wonder, well, what is going on here, Angel? How come we didn't know about this one? But he did tip me off on a horse on a Florida Derby card. Did win one of the preliminary races and paid a huge, big, fat price. And that was the time I had to move away. I couldn't get anybody to make the bet for me. I was doing live TV. So I actually suggested to the director, why don't I grab a microphone and walk through the crowd? So I walked through the crowd and show the people how to make a bet. And I really went there just to make my own bet on the Medina special.
Great
and
move.
Of course, yeah.
That's such a Defoe move.
That's a great move.
Yeah. I said, you know what? We should roam through the crowd here, you know?
Yeah.
And he says, okay, grab a wireless. I grabbed a wireless. And now I'm going to show you how to make a bet here. And, in fact, I'm going to do something crazy and bet this horse is 50-1. And bingo, man. Bang, zoom to the moon, Alice. I've never been so thrilled.
Wow.
It was great. All right, we're out here at the Breezeway Gulfstream Park. Many things to discuss. Dolphins win. Heat Celtics coming up later on tonight. And the Marlins need to win two more or see the Phillies lose a couple or any combination thereof. And they make the postseason. Can you believe it? That's why, ye of little faith, you had to believe in the Deal Volkswagen Drive for 25. Happy to be representing Deal Volkswagen. Happy we got these shirts, although remember the reasonable facsimile when they had the autograph ball from the whole team?
Yes.
And it was classified as a reasonable facsimile, which meant none of the guys ever saw that ball.
Right.
But they had signed one, and what was it? They used to make a photostat or something like that. You remember the old photostat?
I don't know how they did it, but...
And they made a replica of the ball, and it was on a real cheap baseball. It wasn't an actual National League ball either.
A sawdust ball, yeah.
A Chinese sawdust ball you could buy for a dollar at any Woolworths.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. One shot, and the sawdust would come flying out of the ball. It was great. Talk about letting the air out of the balloon. All right, we have many things to discuss, including Canes and FSU. That's coming up on Saturday. Brandon Lang's going to join us, and our handicappers back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
7:29. Let's hope we never have to relive that nightmare. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. They're driving from everywhere to Deal Volkswagen for so many reasons. One, because Anna makes buying or leasing a VW so easy. Two, because it's the best location, minutes from everywhere in Miami-Dade County. Three, it has the newest and coolest facility with custom artwork throughout the showroom. Four, it has a state-of-the-art service center coming very soon. 5, 6, and 7, prices, selection, and service. Always exceptional. And you'll always get a great deal at Deal Volkswagen. Right now, get 0% financing for up to 72 months on most new VW models. That's no interest for up to 6 years. September is all about Jetta, 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 offering everything from looks and style to comfort and substance. No wonder driving one just makes you feel better. Take advantage now of summer clearance deals and save big on all models. Contact Anna and the gang today at 305-448-DEEL or visit DealVolkswagen.com. And you'll be like thousands of happy customers, including me, that say it's all about the DEEL. Whenever the Dolphins-Jaguars matchup comes up, it triggers memories of one of the darkest days in Miami Dolphins history. It was a...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Cool and pleasant afternoon in Jacksonville on January 15th, 2000. I remember traveling with the Finns to do pre- and post-game shows on what we thought might be Dan Marino's final and best chance to win a Super Bowl. Finns were coming off a thrilling 23-17 overtime victory in the AFC wildcard game over Seattle, and there was great optimism around the team that the run would continue despite facing the league's number one seed, the 14-2 Jags, who had the bye in the postseason's opening round. Little did we know what a nightmare that game would become, a beating so bad the Miami franchise has yet to recover some 20 years later. It would turn out to be Dan Marino's last game ever. At 38, he wasn't quite the QB he had been throughout most of the years of his 17 seasons in the NFL. But nobody could have anticipated the horror that was about to unfold. Marino missed on his first seven pass attempts and was picked on his very first throw. The Dolphin defense was so befuddled, they surrendered 520 yards in the game, including a 90-yard Fred Taylor scoring run. That day, the Finns couldn't have stopped Elizabeth Taylor, much less Fred, who helped the Jags put the game away early enough to sit starting quarterback Mark Brunell early and bring on backup Jay Fiedler, who some believe should have been the starter all along in Jacksonville. Fiedler continued to shred Miami's defense and was impressive enough to make Miami acquire him as Marino's heir apparent the next season, a move that began a nomadic search for a franchise quarterback that has seen the Finns squander 20 years without being able to figure out the answer. The final was 62-7, an embarrassment that triggered widespread futility with a series of lame coaches, QBs, GMs, and ultimately forced the Fish to go into full tank mode 20 years later. Never has one loss crushed a franchise into rubble like that one, but began as a pleasant day in northern Florida, turned into a double-decade nightmare. It was doomsday with a capital D, and an afternoon we may be destined never to forget. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files. Jeff DeForest, Jersey Kyle Martinez, back with more in a moment. Now that.
Do you want a tip on a horse?
Not especially.
We now return to the Defoe Show.
All right, we're going to start giving you some insight into some of these games coming up over the weekend. Brandon Lang of Two for the Money fame going to join us, and that's coming up in just a few minutes. We'll also have the professor on college football and his predictions. Mark Lawrence was 2-0 last week with two brilliant plays based on a theory that I still can't remember what the hell he called it. We'll have to ask him. But, I mean, you know, by any standard, you would think, what is this cockamamie theory? Boom! Right on the money. Winner number one, winner number two on the season. So that was great. And we'll have Mark Lawrence later on. Charlie Ward going to join us here on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. The great Gino Toretta. Get some insight into the Canes and FSU coming up. Heat and Boston. Game 5 tonight. Can the Heat close it out? It's a good question. And probably the big surprise score. If you just woke up this morning, you would have thought maybe the world's come to an end. Dolphins 31, Jaguars 13. That came out of nowhere, right? I mean, everybody's ready to dump the entire season. And here they are now on fire with Fitzpatrick setting records and looking like the second coming of Joe Montana. It was absolutely fantastic. All right, we're coming back with more. Brandon Lang going to join us. We'll get some insight into the weekend's card from Brandon Lang of Two for the Money fame. And hopefully he's figured out a way to master the virtual strip club. Yes.
Are his test results back?
Yes. I hope so, man. He scared me with that story. I thought we were done. I thought, wow, what a way to go out, having a guest on the show who buries the show with some story
nice.
That obviously the FCC would be very sensitive to. All right, back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
And I have the cardboard check from Deal Volkswagen for Luby's favorite charity.
Nice.
What we need now is the cash. Don't you have to slip the guy like a real check also at
yes.
the presentation?
All or right. a stack, either one.
Now, we're going to try and accomplish both of those things next week. It's 7:40. Deal Volkswagen, wow. I mean, they were just on the money here with the Deal Volkswagen Drive for 25. And we thank them for sending even Larry the Leaper over with these beautiful shirts. Although I'm not sure those are not a reasonable facsimile of the real shirts. Are these the real shirts?
I mean,
were meant to come over here?
No, the fact that they were brought here by the Leaper, I believe that they're not the real deal.
And I was always fascinated with that reasonable facsimile term because the only application of that term for those phony autographed baseballs that weren't actually signed by the players that I used to sell $3 a copy over at Shea Stadium. And the trick was, and I learned some sales technique there, put the ball in a kid's hand as soon as he points to it and looks for it, and then when he runs away, his dad is stuck paying for it.
Very nice.
So we were running a scam even back then. But we might have been scammed by the Leaper, but you'll never get scammed at Deal Volkswagen. In fact, you're going to get a deal that seems like you pulled off a scam yourself. It's incredible. 0% financing for up to 6 years. Imagine this. Somebody says to you, Jersey Kyle, 6 years, no juice. Your response is?
Impossible.
Yeah, Daddy.
That's impossible, but they're doing it.
Anna and the crew down there are doing a tremendous job. And, of course, you can find them online, make the deal right there at DealVolkswagen.com. You can call them at 305-448-DEEL. The certified pre-owns also have Blutarski numbers on the financing for up to 2 years. Plenty of cars in stock. 2020s have to go. 21s are on the lot. And Anna's going absolutely crazy down there, going bonkers, making deals that are unprecedented in the automotive industry. Only one place that's going to happen. Find sponsors here of our Degenerate Friday, the great people at Deal Volkswagen.
Rick Pitino with us here. And
boy, this is a degenerate radio show.
The morning just isn't right without Defo. Welcome back to The Defo Show.
Welcome back to the show. Good morning once again, everybody. A Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, and we originate from one of our favorite locations on the tour, you would have to say that. The Ratso Rizzo dream, as I often talk about, although you kind of ruined that dream for me and the whole illusion of Ratso Rizzo, because his dream was to come down, just bask in the sunshine here in Florida, in sunny South Florida, maybe go to the track once in a while. And we're here at the Breezeway Bar, but you're telling me you checked out in Kissimmee. That's... It's not exactly the vision that,
I think
you
was.
Would think if God had a plan, that's not exactly what I envision it being for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who directed the movie, but at least he could have got out in the sunshine for a minute. The poor guy
stumbled off the steps of the bus somehow. He's dead as a doornail in a Greyhound bus. Not exactly a glamorous ending, but nonetheless, it's great to be out here, and this is our start to the day. And we're happy to have you with us. We will have the professor later on college football and Mark Lawrence. But right now, he might be negotiating his next movie deal, you think? Brandon Lang, a little stiff job working here. Luby, where do we stand with that? Ugliness? Luby?
What? I don't have him, Deef. If I get him, I'll let you know.
Okay. No, I mean, we hadn't heard from you.
Believe me, you'll hear me. If we get him right now, we do not have Brandon Lang, and I sadly don't have contact information for him, so we're sort of at his disposal at this point.
Because we don't know where he is. I mean, he could
probably
be
a lot to do with
it, cities.
I know where he is.
Las Vegas?
He's in a strip club somewhere. Usually that's where he calls us.
You think he's banged up pretty good right now? He's taking a Tex Cobb type of beating.
I mean, what time is it now out in Vegas?
Vegas, forget
it.
We have no shot of getting this guy on the show here.
Yeah, you never.
All right, so you are going to go ahead, and instead of giving out some college and pro football, you're going to bury your adoring public with another one of those.
Once again, yeah.
Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Stimulus Package Losing Horses of the Week. Here it is.
Going deep into the racing form.
Now, where are you going first?
I'm going to Jersey Shore. I'm going to Monmouth Park.
Of course.
$100,000 added.
Let me guess. The horse will be ridden by one Jersey Joe Bravo.
No, but if you want
to... happens to be leaving from the sixth post.
If you want to be betting Jersey Joe Bravo, he is leaving from the sixth post, and he's 5-2 in the morning line,
you're going to pass a ruin.
I'm going to steer away from that.
I mean, it's a man.
It's a Chad Brown monster. I mean, you probably wouldn't go wrong if you bet that horse. But
those horses never win, the ones that look like a sure thing.
I got a sneaky play. The one horse ridden by the other jockey that was born in the great state of New Jersey, Chris DiCarlo.
Yeah.
And it's the number one horse, Story Time.
What race? I mean, where are we talking
about? This is race five.
At Monmouth Park
tomorrow. Monmouth Park, $100,000 added.
I'm going to write this down.
Go ahead, write it. The Violet Stakes, $100,000.
What's your name in his neck?
Story Time.
Story Time.
What's wrong with your ears, man?
I'm a little out of sorts. We had a little party last night, Piscataway Ray and I. I went out there for a guy's night out to watch the Dolphin game, which we were stunned in disbelief. As they literally looked like the 72 Dolphins marching down the field with Fitzpatrick. It was great.
He was dancing and smiling. Fitz was having a party out there.
Was anybody having a better time than this guy?
No, he was having a blast, wasn't he? 14. Well,
what did they shoot him up with before the game? I mean, that was absolutely fantastic.
Sublimaze, probably.
He was racing on Lasix or something. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but he sure looked good for an old geezer out there.
Trevor Dedman should have been doing that game. He was moving like a winner.
Exuding back class right here in the Sunshine Stakes.
But, yeah, I like this one horse, 10-1 morning line, which you'll like. And if we can make this all happen, I'm looking for, you know, a little bit of a
story time, as in what kind of story you're going to be telling your backers.
I hope it's not a sad
story. After this thing finishes well up the track, yeah.
No, I want this story to have a happy ending. So let's try the one horse in
the
fifth race.
What are you, Bob Kraft all of a sudden?
Oh, you in the happy ending? Where am I?
I'm not big on that illusion, although I couldn't resist that one. I mean, I had to throw that in. It was a cheap joke, let's face it.
No, it's all right. Take a shot if you want.
Very cheap joke.
You could go to the six with Chad Brown, like Alan the Madman, always going with the chalk. You know, you could jump in on that.
No, I don't want to do that. I'm with you on this play.
Let's go story time. Chris DiCarlo, J.K. Sweezy, the trainer. He just had this horse.
It's going to be easy peasy with Sweezy.
There you go.
Is what you're saying.
Yes, and I like 10-1.
J.K. Sweezy is an actual trainer. Who's J.K. Sweezy?
J.K. Sweezy. He's running.
He sounds like a character that William Macy would be playing in, you know, a movie.
He's one of those middle of the road guys.
Strange people, no?
Horse is working out bullets, and he's about 12%. I mean, he's not the greatest trainer in the world, but
I
like his moves.
It's your burial pick of the century. Now, do you believe that the Heat will close it out tonight against the Boston Celtics? What do you think about that, my friend?
I would like to see that happen. I'm rooting for them. I'm not, you know, a big, big Heat fan. I'm, you know, born and raised a Knickerbocker fan. I mean, what are you going to do? But, yeah, this is a great story. Let it happen. Let's see these guys. Harvey Fialkoff, we got to give credit where credit is due. He said
he was raving about the Heat.
It's funny how
we
slammed him really hard.
Knicks.
I still don't see them as like a dynasty or anything like the Knicks. However, we made fun of them as though they were chopped liver and barely going to get through the first or second round. And
no,
they
no,
have
no,
a 3-1 lead in
Eastern
Conference Finals right now.
Don't say we. That was you.
You did. You were worse than I did. I didn't mock
Harvey.
Oh,
get out of here.
You
never
mocked
him. As being useless.
You got to get the tape. You got to go back to the tape.
I wish I did.
Yeah, Mr. Francesco.
I don't have it.
You got to find the tape where Defoe is saying.
I agreed with Defoe. That's why I said we. I didn't think it was worth
Oh, no. I didn't compare him to those great Knick teams.
Yeah,
he
that's
did.
What I'm
he said they
of
were
the
like...
late 60s, early 70s. It's not like they have Earl the Pearl Monroe as.
Like a fifth
just,
guy.
You know, a component there, a complimentary piece.
I think they suit up Riley tonight and just bring him out there for, like, the first couple of minutes.
This is the moment I'm waiting for, though. This is the Riley revenge tour, and I don't think people are seeing as much significance in this as they should, Luby. Are people not ignoring the obvious storylines here of this postseason, which is Riley, who would like nothing better than to just beat the living daylights out of Danny Ainge and have it be legalized. I mean, if Dana White could come in and somehow orchestrate and bring this bout together, he would punch the crap. How old is Riley now? Like 70-something?
Yeah, he's in his
70s. I don't know. He looked pretty good on that video.
He looks great. Yeah. But he would like nothing better than to just, I mean, put a foreign object in his trunks and bang Danny Ainge right in the eyeball.
Nice. What is it, the WWF?
True.
I mean,
exactly
what
true.
Do you got going here?
And then on top of it, I mean, was there ever a bigger stiff job? You were at that steakhouse at Circus where I think they had the appointment. LeBron James was going to decide if he was coming back to the Miami Heat. And he tells Riley, okay, it's going to cost you a couple of very juicy steaks over there. And the place is just called the Steakhouse because they don't have any imagination at the Circus, as evidenced by the way they decorated the rooms.
Well, those decorations have been there since 1947.
How old school was that?
The red leather couches and the dark paneling and the wood.
And you even pointed out not one but several of those old ladies at the Circus that were sitting with the slot machine, typical look, which was the lipstick smeared just underneath their nose.
Yes,
The cigarette all the way down to the butt.
The ash.
With ash still sticking out there.
That 3-inch ash, how they balance that is very interesting.
And you just walk by the machine next to her, and she says, I'm playing that machine.
Hello, darling. How are you?
And you know, here's LeBron. He subjects Riley to sitting in this environment at the Circus waiting for him to show up, and then he doesn't show up. He says, hey, Pat, I got an Adidas commercial or whatever sneaker brand he's endorsing. And I won't be able to make it today. And in fact, I got your buddy Dwayne with me. You've lost everything. Everything is gone.
No, that was wild.
Now, you don't think he would love it. Sweet retribution to come back and knock LeBron off.
Oh, sure.
Who would now be, what, 3-7? Now we're talking Legacy City, my friends. I mean, this is Stephen A. Smith type of material. 3-7 in finals, which I find still quite a distinction to make it there 10 times in your... What, 17-year NBA career? That's not too bad. They'll be with three different teams?
Yep.
Is that not a distinction of some merit? And did you see what happened last night? And this used to happen to you in the parks there in New Jersey, where you were on fire for a given period of time, like Jamal Murray is for the Nuggets. Did you watch this game last night by any chance? No, you were out cold at 6 o'clock.
No, but I did watch the night before when that Tyler Hero, I mean, that was
great.
That was heroic.
We're talking the other series here, though.
I know you are, but I'm just saying.
Hey, Horace Greeley, we're going out west.
I know where you're going.
Cheers, man.
Why do you hear like Horace Stoneman, man, that got stiffed by going to San Francisco while the O'Malleys took over Chavez Ravine?
You know why the settlers really went west. It wasn't for gold. It wasn't for that. It was because of the surf, man. They were going out to surf that beach.
Anyway, he pulls a move that I don't know. See, I never was inclined to do this because I didn't like to play a lot of defense when I was playing basketball.
No, none.
And I wasn't very good at it because my inclination was to, as soon as we saw, you know, even the beginning, the makings of a turnover, I was flying down the court going, here, here! Cherry picking like I was Pavel Bure when he was with the Panthers
Jeff
those years.
Jeff Chucker DeForest, yeah. That
he
was
thinking if I score three, Anna will really think kindly of me. Not Anna Thiel Volkswagen, but Kournikova when she was there in the stands.
Very nice.
But LeBron says, here's Jamal Murray. He's on fire right throughout the entire playoffs. I mean, nobody has emerged as a budding superstar more than this cat with the Denver Nuggets, and LeBron says, I'll take him the rest of the way.
Yes.
And he kind of shut him down, although they did allow him some very liberal physicality when it came to fouling Jamal Murray as he was in the paint trying to make those drives that he executes so fantastically. Did you catch any of that, Luby? You see any highlights of this?
No, I've only read that it was impressive to see LeBron, unlike some of the other great players in the world, in the fourth quarter take their best scorer. Which you don't see
think
Giannis.
Andrew Galata threw as many low blows against Riddick Bowe.
Galata reference, wow.
Andrew Galata, yeah, the Polish rifle.
I
no, that was Jaworski.
No, Galata was great.
He was big in Chicago. There's a big Polish contingent there, and they loved this guy. But he would fire combinations to the, you know,
yes,
to the family jewels.
That wasn't
not even like one errant punch.
And he didn't even, it was so funny because he goes,
it would
why?
Be jab, jab, right hook.
Boom.
Boom, all three punches right there on target as if he'd drawn a bullseye in the most sensitive part of his body.
There was something wrong with that guy.
He wasn't, you know, I think he had some, you know, actual mental deficiency.
You think?
No, I believe he did.
No, I do too. I think there was something really wrong with him.
Yeah, but this was great. I mean, and LeBron does that a few times. He goes Galata on Murray, and Murray's appealing to the referees, but then they just look and they... They do that new shrug that everybody does now with COVID-19 where you just put your two hands out to the sides. Like, hey, buddy, what are you doing, man? Can't you see I'm walking here?
Yeah, sure.
But he shut him down. And Murray is looking you know, at the referees, and they just shrug and say, what do you want us to do? It's LeBron. You want us to foul him out of the game?
Right.
Can't do that. No. Television ratings are staggeringly low for this Western Conference series. They're starting the games too late. So we'll see. But how great would that be if Riley got his revenge? You were at Circus. You know how painful that could have been for a guy like Pat Riley? You don't come to Las Vegas and talk to a man like Mo Green like that, LeBron.
That was some steakhouse, though, man.
Oh, yeah, the
I
whole thing.
Believe we were... The whole thing was scary, right? The whole room, the whole casino that we had to
it's
walk
very strange,
through to
yeah.
get there. Then those two big doors
I'm
opened
I'm not sure
up.
The stakes lived up to the reputation that...
Don't mention his name. Don't mention his name, whatever you do, all right?
Yeah.
He has to remain nameless.
Evan, don't mention my name, thought this was the greatest steakhouse in the history of the United States. I don't know that I would quite go that far, the Circus Steakhouse. It was okay.
Best steakhouse in Vegas.
But we weren't big steak guys then. You know, that's the problem. Although the steaks were very big. I'm not sure. I think yours came out completely discombobulated.
Still had marks where the jockey was hitting it.
All right. We're coming back with more. Charlie Ward going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. The professor on college football, his handicapping wisdom. Also, Mark Lawrence later on, who was brilliant last week, 2-0 with Wild Theory. Gino Toretta on Canes FSU as well. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz, a.k.a. Luby Brown. We'll get some stats on this Heat Boston series. Coming back, I do a little typical sports talk in a moment. Now that.
The time.
And it's a deal, Volkswagen Degenerate Friday from the beautiful, and wow, it is great being out here. Cloudy day, it doesn't matter. Just absolutely beautiful. Horses on the track. Breezeway Bar, first race post time today, 12 o'clock. It's 7:59.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.